Welcome to Serotalk Tech Chat number 41 for November 12, 2009. This is Michael Loft. Our topic is affordable and portable computer and scanning solutions. Before we get into tonight's presentation, let's talk about upcoming tech chats that we have scheduled. Next week, November 19th, I think this is going to be a big one. I get a lot of questions, and I'm compiling some very interesting resources, and I'm also looking for a panel of experienced people to participate with us. The topic is self-employment and working from home. So some of the things we'll cover are special equipment that you may need to do it, procuring, making sure you have a good workspace, some kind of office area so it's not just your kitchen table and being shared with food, preventing distractions, be it children or neighbors or people that just assume because you work at home that you can be bothered at any time of the day. So allocating time for work. The costs of getting started, specifically the services you're going to offer. Unfortunately, too many people say, I want to work from home without any clue of what it is they want to do. So again, it's finding a skill, products to sell or services to offer. Of course, marketing, which is very important. Then the aspects of accounting, keeping good records, what kind of software you're going to need for that. What kind of supplies do you need? Any legal concerns? You know, are you going to be having people come to your homes? Concerns with zoning and things of that sort. Invoicing, record keeping, taxes. All that and much more, we're going to try to be as thorough and comprehensive as possible. 3 weeks from tonight, I believe, would be December 3rd. We'll talk about using technology when you travel. We'll talk about booking your hotels and airlines and shuttle services, all that good stuff online. We'll talk about traversing and tips for getting through airports, hotels, using taxis and shuttle services. Of course, your good old friend, the concierge. Some powerful applications on the iPhone to help you navigate when you reach your destination city, finding restaurants and other attractions around you, asking people for help, options for shopping if you need to, or making sure that you stay in good, safe neighborhoods, even laundry services in case you soil yourself. All things we're going to talk about on using tech to travel. And that's coming up December 3rd of this year. As we said tonight, Tech Chat 41 has to do with affordable and, if needed, portable computer scanning solutions. There's a couple reasons that we're going to this topic. The first, probably what really spawned it and made me move it up to this week, as opposed to doing this topic later, was the recent announcement of a $1,499 Intel Reader. So I'm going to give you this link that you can read here that was written by Mike Calvo just the other day. It kind of speaks for itself, and obviously many people share the view. We've had over 17 comments, and I'll leave that up there a little bit. $1,499 for a product that scans, is using an Intel Atom processor, and basically about $250 of parts that is being jacked up to $1,499, plus an optional stand you can buy for another $300 to $400. You got over $1,800 in this device, and we're going to show you how to do all that and have so much more functionality for less than, I say, folks, half the price. That's right, half the price on that. You know, there comes a time we have to question, why do we want to pay more for technology that is either older and functions to a lesser degree than off-the-shelf technologies that we have available to us? It just doesn't make sense. Link number 5 on the page. And of course, here's number 4, out of the ghetto and into the digital lifestyle. And I want to address this briefly because many people are offended by the term blind ghetto. And that's okay, I guess, if that offends you. You certainly have the right to feel that that's a strong statement. But I would ask, what should you really be offended by? Should you be offended by that term, or the fact that choices are forced upon you, or the fact that when you need assistance and maybe need some technology assistance, it's automatically assumed what you need? Well, here, let's give you this $6,000 note taker, even if it's not going to have any value to assist you in getting your job done. Now, if it is, if you've done your research and you found out all the options available to you, and this is a tool you need, that's one thing. But when it's just thrust upon you, oh, you need a note taker, because that's just what we give people who say they need to have Braille or something on the job. It's important at the end of the day to remember that we, as consumers, have choices, and it is our right and obligation to exercise those choices to get the best technology for us. Because again, the whole creation, the whole impetus of Serotalk to let people know of choices, options, different products and services that are available to us so that we can make smart and wise buying decisions that's best for us, and yes, even the best for our state or entities that are purchasing these items for us, so that we're not just saying, well, it's free, I'll take it, even if it's not really what I want. And some would say maybe we should pay 10% of the cost, and then we would get more involved in the whole process. January 16th of this year, number six, the first Tech Chat on netbooks. You can certainly go back and listen to that there. Mike Calvo shared a lot of his experience as the CEO of Serotech. He invested in a lot of these devices to find out which ones operated the best so that we could offer to interested users the best technologies. There are some other options out there. JustNetbooks.com, maybe not the best prices. Basically, looks like they are a reseller for Amazon.com, so you might be able to go to Amazon directly and have the price on that reduced. It shows you a list of all currently models available very easy here. So you can see the different brand. You can see the Asus and Acer and Dell and HP and MSI and Lenovo. What are the differences? I know some would say, Mike, just tell me which one to get. I don't know. So I'm just going to give you a few things to think about. That's all we can do. Basically, they all have the same Intel processor. I mean, you've got a 1.6 or a 1.66 processor, and most of these have about 1 gig of RAM. Maybe some have a little bit more. Then come the differences. So basically what I'm saying is your speeds are going to be the same pretty much regardless of which device. There might be slight differences. Some may multitask a little bit better. At the end of the day, it's going to come down to some of the following factors. One, screen size. Netbooks, of course, are smaller. The whole point is portability and lightweight, getting them down to 2.5 pounds. Screen sizes from 9 to 11 inches. Differences are going to come down to the keyboard itself, quality of the internal microphone, the webcam, which may be of interest to those partially sighted, or even if you're blind and you want to maybe have Skype conversations with a family member or friend so they can actually see you. Quality of the speakers. Of course, none of the speakers are going to be great, so maybe a bigger issue is the sound card. Most of them seem to have the Realtek sound card in there. A good pair of earbuds or headphones connected to an external set of quality speakers. I think one of the big issues seems to be the mouse trackpad. That seems to be something that a lot of people have problems with because it tends to get in the way and you tend to hit it by accident and then you end up moving your cursor into another window and then you have to alt-tab to get back to what you were working on. Other than that, I guess some of the issues of preloaded software come into play. Netbooks generally are set up a little lighter, meaning a little less bloatware, things that you didn't necessarily ask or want is put on there, but some of them do try to give you antivirus and other software that you may not want. So again, it's a process you may need to go through the ad remove programs. PC Decrapifier, spelled just like it sounds, and you can use that to remove, you know, maybe there's a 60-day demo of Office Student Edition or something like that, so you can go in and have all of this stuff removed. But probably the biggest decision, and the thing you're going to have to ask or read through to find out is right now, if you get a new netbook, is it going to come equipped with XP, which many people want, or the new Windows 7? Again, Windows 7 works on the netbook environment. And it gives you some greater features and certain functionality that you don't get in XP. However, it's going to run a little bit slower. Do you want Windows 7 or do you want Windows XP? Reading some reviews of maybe the differences, how netbooks or other PCs function with these will be very helpful to you. And best to go feel these machines. Get your hands on them, whether it's going to Best Buy or Office Depot or Staples or Fry's if you have one, some electronics store, to find out which of these machines is going to work best for you, which feels right to you. And it may feel awkward at first, and there's a little bit of acclimation. I mean, the keys are a little smaller, so you're compromising a little bit in the size to make everything fit. So you're not going to have a numpad. I did link to one product here. This is one that I've personally used. It's the Asus EEEPC1005HA, and that's link number 8 here on the page. And I think the one I particularly link to is pink, so maybe you don't want pink, unless it's your favorite color, like Steven Tyler. They also have it in blue. They call it the seashell, which I thought was kind of weird. I thought, wow, a seashell-shaped netbook. Say that 5 times fast, but actually what it is, the cover is kind of painted, like little seashells painted on it. It's blue, you know, the whole ocean thing, and it's very cool, so the ladies like it. At least Sarah does anyway. So that's one model for you for $349. So again, the reason I labeled this is technology under $1,000. Okay, so there you got $349. You need a system access. We have what's called the Atom license. You can put that on there for $149. So right there, you're at $500. Now you go get a scanner for $60 to $80. Either buy some off-the-shelf scanning software, as we're going to talk about, or maybe you decide to go with our System Access Document Scan for $159. So right there, you're at or just under $750. And if you're going to take it with you, maybe you add a computer bag or something, another $60, $70. Right there, you're $800. You got something you can pick it up, put it all in this computer bag. Battery powered, 7 hours of battery life. Most of the USB scanners are USB powered so that they don't need electricity or anything. So you can take this whole thing with you, travel in a hotel. And again, you're under half the price. you have the ability to literally save hundreds of thousands of pages without having to buy some external device in addition to these proprietary $1,500 devices. If you're still looking for suggestions, Serotech does offer three products: the good old reliable MSI Wind netbook. These are links 9, 10, and 11. Number 10 is Lenovo ThinkPad, and number 11 is the Lenovo IdeaPad S10, are all options. These come bundled, so you can, maybe you want to get one with System Access already installed, or you want to try a year of SAMnet. Maybe you're a little concerned about building your first computer. We can get all that configured for you. Cost a little bit more, but you get great support and don't feel comfortable doing it yourself. Still, all these under $1,000, you can have your screen reader and a year of SAMnet to get in and talk to the thousands of great users, come into the tech chat, the thousands of radio stations, 2,000 described movies, just so much good content there that it literally will keep you amused for hours and days and weeks and really years on end, because we're always adding new materials to it. Now, we have one scanner that we're offering, the good old reliable Canon CanoScan, that we will ship for $80 plus the cost of shipping. Get all that information, toll-free number for you in the U.S. and Canada at 866-202-0520, or, of course, you can use link number 12 here to create a new account if you've never done anything with Serotech, or 13 to log into a currently existing account. So if you have one, by all means, maybe you just set up a trial account and now you want to come back and try our products and services, we'd certainly welcome your business. And as many users will tell you, we always do the very best to make sure that you are a satisfied customer, both now and into the future. If you don't need to travel, maybe you want a little bit more power than a netbook provides. Netbooks, again, have a single core processor at about 1.6 gigahertz speed. So here's just one of many sites, magicmicro.com. I certainly don't mean to focus solely on them. There's many, many sites out there. My point in showing you just this one of many is that you can get computers starting at $300 with a lot of processing power under the hood. Be ready to run Windows 7 if that's the direction you want to go. 250 or 320 gigabyte drives. So if you even have a computer that's 2 or 3 years old, these quote-unquote bottom of the line, and I only mean that in terms of price, already have greater processing power for the computer, storage for the hard drive, amounts of RAM, memory 2, 4 gigabytes of RAM, the basic building blocks of these machines, and you're set to go into the future. What I like about this site and other ones is there's drop-down configurators. So you choose a computer you like. Just go through the combo boxes. Maybe you want more RAM, you want a bigger hard drive, you want a second DVD drive, whatever. You configure it, and you get it the way you want. Or maybe you're wanting to do it for someone else. You can go through here and then get a quote on the price and then email it to a person. And again, there's many different sites. I just listed this one. I've bought 3 machines from them over the last 6 years. It has worked well for me. So again, that's just one of many sites. Like my mama told me, and probably your mama told you, you better shop around. There's a lot of great options that are very affordable for you. Maybe do some of your own research. You want to know the difference between Intel or AMD. They're all good. I like AMD for audio, but if you think you're going to get into the video space, Intel may have a jump. They kind of go back and forth. Occasionally, there's software that'll work better on one than another, but either way, anything you buy new today is going to be so superior to anything that's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years old. You're going to be just amazed. And if you don't have a lot of space, they got mini towers now, which in the past sometimes meant you're compromising, but not really. I mean, some of these $300 towers have 3 gig of RAM and a 320 gigabyte hard drive and 4 USB ports, and they're small. So if you got a limited workspace, or maybe you have no room underneath, you could even set it on your desk if you need to, or right down alongside it. So, you know, and they're already dual core machines, meaning you already got double the processing, really more than double the processing power that you're going to have in a netbook. So netbooks are great when you want that portability, take it to the kitchen table or travel and go see family members and friends. And for most things, you know, email and browsing the web, all of those things work great. And as Mike Cavill put it in the first tech chat, it's the difference between consumption and production. If you want consumption and you're just taking in information and listening to podcasts and music, great, no problem. But if you're wanting to do production, actually record and manipulate, edit audio and get into video, then you're going to want something with a little more power. And these mini towers, all very affordable, putting everything within the price reach for all of us here to work with. Let's talk about scanning software. Now, of course, you could pay $1,000 alone. Again, so everything I'm talking about that you could put up for $1,000, you could spend that if you want. And again, it's all about choice if you want to spend it all in one piece of software. If you want to buy OpenBook version 8, Kurzweil K1000, latest version 12.0, you can certainly do that. That's the great thing about choice. But if you want to put together a complete system with computer and everything to go, then of course you can do that. Now, if you already own, bought a version of K1000 at some point in the past, or maybe it was acquired for you by some state agency or something, you have to give them kudos that they do have a one upgrade price of $125, whether you're upgrading from the latest version or six, seven versions ago. It is $125, so a link there is provided. If you feel you need all of the features that something like that, blindness specific, and it is powerful, there's certainly some things done. Some folks like that functionality. Link number 15, the Kurzweil K1000 V12 upgrade for $125. I will tell you that it crashed my Windows 7 system. I've heard of at least one other person having the same issue, so I'm not saying it's going to happen to you. I can't, you know why it happened to me. If it was a conflict between something else I was using, if my scanner wasn't compatible, or the particular screen reader that I had loaded at the time, maybe a conflict of eloquence, I don't know. I can't say why it was, because Windows 7, one of the powerful things it did, finally, it rolled back to a previous state when all was good. So maybe one reason for upgrading. But what I wanted to talk about here was links 16 and 17. There are two off-the-shelf options available for you. ABBYY, you have two here. One's called Scan to Office. And this is a very affordable solution with FineReader 10.0. So you got the latest scanning engine in there, and it can automatically convert the documents to something you can import into Microsoft Word or maybe Microsoft Excel. Or I guess if you don't have Office, you could just make an RTF file or something, or even import them into your email program and send the scanned documents as attachments. And this is very economical, less than 1/10 of the price of proprietary software that you might buy that's blindness specific. Or if you need something a little more powerful, you can try number 17 here, the Abbey Fine Reader 10.0, and it has support for PDFs. You can create and edit and save files as PDFs. So if that's something maybe you need to do for your work or your business or what have you can do that. I think that may be more in the $250 price range. Again, I stayed away from prices because, again, you can always shop around and find deals for these various technologies. I want to move on to Braille displays. Some people who believe we only offer one, but we actually support four different brands of Braille displays, so I wanted to mention that and provide links here for those wanting or needing Braille display technology. Link number 18 is the Handytech Easy Braille. Very cool. It's very small. You can carry it with you. You could even use it with a cell phone or what have you if it's something you need. Travel and just get information. You know, maybe you're in a meeting or something where obviously you don't need speech or want some earphones hanging out of your ear, making people think you aren't paying attention to them. Or number 19, HumanWare Braille Connect products and the Brilliant line of displays going anywhere from 24 to 80 cells. 21, of course, the first one we started with and what many people love, Alva BC640 Braille display. And again, you can get the feature pack that goes on it that lets it work wirelessly and built-in speakers and a keyboard so you can kind of take this thing to your favorite chair and not be tethered to your computer but have full functionality of it, have sound support, keypad entry, all working untethered from wires. So those are four options for you. Again, read those so that if you have the money or you got to go to an agency and wanting technology, Braille support, read up. Do your research and homework. We've given you four starting points there. Flying-blind.com, we found the Alva BC640 detailed specifications. Number 23, MP3 overview of the Alva features. 24 of the updated tutorial of the 640 and even 680, the new 80-cell Braille display. We define for you, HID, or the human interface device, means you can plug a Braille display into a computer without the need or require that it be tethered to a specific screen reader. That's a very quick overview of the page. We'll certainly talk about some other things as time permits. So I'll take this question. Yeah, Matt's asking about PC-based solutions that can take the input from a camera rather than a scanner. Yeah, there are some technologies that are doing that, and I'm having a mental block. There's something that I believe is about $69, particular apps for the iPhone. We have the OCR Now where you scan the image, you upload it, it's scanned remotely, and then sent back to you. Beth asks to generally compare Acer and Lenovo netbooks. Again, I think the processors are the same. My issue with Acer, personally, has to do with the audio. I just think they're not grounded very well. And so when people come in the tech chats, they have this nasty hum in their signal, and it's very distracting. Bill Sparks once told me that he thought the Acers were a little better at having a few different things going on at once. I'm not sure how that would be possible, but certainly, again, it may have a better cache. Mike Cowell is the Lenovo guy. I've never, other than putting my hands on one, have never really spent a lot of time with it, Beth. I seem to be partial to Asus. So again, as I talked about, everyone kind of has their own preferences, and it's really best to just go to a Best Buy or computer store or something and get your hands, or if you happen to maybe a state convention or somewhere where you can get and kind of make your own determination, because I think a lot of it seems to come down to people's choices for the keyboards, which keyboards feel right for them. So that's about the best answer I could give you. Jeffrey Bennett's asking me about Amazon selling a Samsung netbook for $326. I don't know which one it is. I would encourage reading some product reviews. What I do when I want to research a product is I get the exact Samsung SC10 or whatever the model number is and just put it in a Google search and go read different product reviews on it. Go look at just netbooks.com and kind of read through product reviews, people that'll do side-by-side comparisons. I remember that was done a lot, especially with Asus and MSI, because they were kind of the first two out of the gate, the big ones that really took off. So that's really how you're going to have to do it. I can't comment with not having my hands on these devices. Somewhere where that has it, maybe they charge $100 more and you don't really buy it from there, but you get to feel it out, so to speak. Okay, Richard asking about ScanSoft software for $240, and does this still exist? The thing is, it's been so long since playing with it, it's an issue of does it exist or is it accessible? So we'll have to research that. Kenny N, has Apple made any kind of netbook computer? I haven't seen anything yet. So you're going to spend a little more, at least $999 for one of the MacBooks. But keep in mind, it's not a netbook. It's a full-fledged laptop. So if you want a little more horsepower or something under the hood, you can go that route and come in right at, probably with tax, you are going to be just a little bit over $1,000. I haven't seen anything yet from Max on the netbook front. I think their feeling is that a netbook doesn't have great enough hardware to adequately showcase the power and capabilities of the Mac. So they would either probably waiting for some kind of more powerful Intel processing chip with a higher speed, or probably at least dual core would be my guess, Ken, on that question. Good message there from JJ at blindbargains.com. Great resource. OmniPage 17 has built-in capability to take pictures from digital cameras and kick out some OCR results. Maybe not as good as the Canopy Reader, but definitely good in a pinch. So go over to Blind Bargains. He's got some good stuff. Deals for EbiScan, Office, and Netbooks on the Blind Bargains. So blindbargains.com, the place you want some deals, you want to shop, you want to take control of your destiny and not overpay for stuff, go over to blindbargains.com. JJ working very, very hard to let us all know of the good deals out there. Thank you very much, sir, for that. We appreciate it. Okay, Jason says, ScanSoft is selling OmniPage for $149 is the price. Of course, the tricky thing with software sometimes, once you open the box, you can't return it. I've used it in the past, and it didn't have all these power features, but, you know, you'd scan a document, it would read it to you, you could save it in text or RTF, and at the end of the day, what else do you need to do? All about choice. You can pay $1,000 and convert it to MP3, or buy one of the $20, $30 programs and add it to your $149 OmniPage and accomplish the same thing. So a little bit of ingenuity will take you a long way and save you a wealth of money. So thanks a lot, Jason, for that information. I appreciate the valuable input we're getting this evening. Let's see what our next question is here. Mikey likes the Acer Aspire with XP $199. With XP, it's $199, or Windows 7, $299. There's a link up there. Go to serotalk.com, serotalk.com, and I will add links to this one that Mikey has provided here, as well as OmniPage 17. Peter Bosley. Peter Bosley says he's seen comments from Apple execs that they really aren't into the low-cost netbooks. I've seen that as well. In terms of scanning software, what about Text Cloner Pro for $100? I thank you for mentioning that resource. Again, I haven't used it. Some folks use it and love it. I don't know what engines it uses on the background, but again, it is another economical option at $100 versus $1,000. Okay, thanks. JJ mentions there are several online websites for uploading your scanned images. FreeOCR.com. Get them converted to text for free or low cost. Speaking of Mac, do you know any good OCR software? FindReader has a version for the Mac. Some of the bigger issues on the Mac may be compatibility with scanners. Whether you're going into the Mac space or Windows 7 space, you're going to have to be mindful. Is your scanner going to be compatible with that operating system, and not just assume because it works in XP or Vista that it's going to work in either of the other two? Beth, how about iPal? That's certainly an option. I was trying to stay on more economical fronts. I think that has a little bit of a price tag to it. Richard asking differences between CanoScan 1.0 and 2.0 other than cost. Well, I wouldn't get a USB 1.0 device. Keep in mind 64-bit systems. Peter Bosley points out that USB 1.0 is 5 times slower. I thought it was about 9, but I'll trust your judgment on that. 5 times slower, and of course, newer processors, the chips won't even be able to support 1.0.
You won't have the battery power with this, but if you want something powerful, well, there's two Mac Minis. The $599 one is the cheapest one. It's been $200 more, $799. Then you got three OCR programs that I know of. You got OmniPage, you have FindReader, and you have ReadIris. I know the first two are accessible. Of course, you got the screen reader built in, and it'll support all the Braille displays, too, if you have one. You just plug it in, no extra drivers.
I'm wondering if there are any scanners that work with Windows out of the box without requiring a driver from the hardware vendor to be installed. If there's a driver bundled with Windows, that's the most painless experience. Or some equivalent USB standard. I mean, after all, there's a USB standard for audio as well, and often you don't need a vendor-specific driver for audio devices, so I'm wondering if the same is true for scanners. Something to research, anyway. I guess you could Google for a scanner driver included with Windows. JJ wanted to
say something. Go ahead, JJ.
Talking about the Iris before, I wonder if they were referring, there's also the Iris Pen, which is that USB pen scanner, which I've heard very mixed and probably more negative than positive reviews on.
So let me ask you, JJ, in our final couple of minutes, is there any good things that we've kind of overlooked that you found?
You pretty well covered it with far as netbooks and OCR. I'm an OmniPage 17 user, and that's worked out well for me. I'd mentioned those free online sites. Those they work better than you might expect. A lot of them will give you 20 or 30 free pages a month. Basically, you can upload any picture file, a JPEG or a PDF that's just a graphic, and it will return it back to you in an accessible format, either RTF or DOC or anything like that. So that's a pretty interesting service that I'm checking into a lot more.
Okay, so two questions. A, is this $149 about the best price for OmniPage 17? And B, what are any notable features other than just scanning and OCR and then saving to a variety of different formats?
There's lots of features which I haven't even touched. OmniPage is really big on batch conversions. One thing I will mention is as far as purchasing the Pro versus the Standard, the OCR engine is the same, so there's no reason to pay the $400 or $500 for the Pro unless you need some of those more advanced features. OmniPage hooks well into Word and Excel and all your Office applications, the $149 versions. If you happen to have any old version of OmniPage, even back to OmniPage 1, I would assume, you can usually get an upgrade copy of OmniPage from Nuance for about $100.
I want to thank everyone, one of the better ones in my opinion, for no other reason than just the level of group-wide participation for people bringing different ideas. Again, we invite you to join us next week for our entrepreneurial self-employment working from home segment. And again, on the 3rd, we'll talk about technologies for travel. And if you have any links, resources at serotalk.com, either for things that we talked about tonight, you'd like to add to it. So again, as we always say, until we meet again next week, let's stay connected and stay directed.